Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Kama, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, Shar shal yeroidef achas shar achar. We have a shar, whether it's a tam or a muyid, shal hayeroidef, that was chasing achar shar achar after a different shar. V'huzak. The shar that was running away got hurt. But we're not 100% sure how it got hurt. Zeh, the owner of the victim shar, Oimer, says, I know for a fact that shar chahizik. Your shar was chasing my shar. Your shar caught my shar. And he zetzed him. The Zeh, the owner of the chasing shar, Oimer, he says, like he didn't necessarily happen that way, or rather, Basela Laka. Your shar was taka running away from my shar, but how did it get hurt? Who says my shar zetzed into your shar? Maybe your shar was running away, tripped on a rock, and that's how he got hurt. Ah, you're going to tell me if my shar wouldn't have been chasing your shar, he would have never tripped on the stone. That may be true. But Lamaisa, my shar didn't cause direct damage. He was a grama. Grama means it was an indirect damage. So, maybe I should apologize, but I don't have to pay, because grama bin Azakan is pater. Okay, so how does Bezin Paskin this? The owner of the attacking shar says, well, just maybe your shar got hurt on the rock, not directly from my shar. The owner of the victim shar says that it's the other shar that zetzed into my shar that directly hurt my shar, and he says he knows this for sure. Zakta Mishnah Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya. Hamoitzi Mechaveri, a person that wants to take money away from his friend, a friend who's a muchzik, that means he's holding on to the money, the burden of proof is on him. Now we go to the second case in the Mishnah. Hayu Shnai. We had two oxen that belonged to two people. One belonged to Ruvain, the other belonged to Shimon. Reitfim Achrechet. Reuven Shar and Shimon Shar were chasing Levi's Shar. Lemaisa, we come running to see what happened, and we see Levi's Shar is laying on the floor, and he's in bad shape. Clearly, one of the Shvarim did it, but which one? Was it Reuven Shar or Shimon Shar? So, of course, Reuven is going to say it was Shimon's, and Shimon is going to say, maybe it was Reuven's. So, Ze Oimer, Reuven says to Shimon, Shar Chayezik, it was your Shar that did the damage. You pay Levi. Then Shimon is going to answer. Oimer, he's going to say to Reuven, Shar Chayezik. It wasn't my shar, it was your shar. You pay Levi. Lamaisa, the din is Shnei and Peturin, both are potter, because each one can say to Levi, it wasn't me. And because of a Maitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, it's going to be Levi's responsibility to prove who's the one that did the damage, who's the one that owes him the money. Third case. Imba Yishneim, if both oxen that chased after Levi Shar and Taka hurt Levi Shar, shall Ishecha belong to the same person? Let's say Reuven has two oxen. Both of them chased Levi Shar. Now we know one of the two actually did the damage to Levi Shar. But Reuven's going to try to dray out saying, well, prove to me which Shar. True, they were both my Shar, but you don't know which Shar. It doesn't make a difference. In this case, Shneim Chayavim. Now we have to carefully touch the words Shneim Chayavim. It doesn't mean the two of them are chayiv. What it means is the chiyuv of tashlumei nezek is on one of these two shvarim for sure. And being that they both are owned by Reuven, by the same person, so Reuven will not be able to claim that he's completely potter. Now, Reuven will still be able to benefit by the fact, if he elects to do so, that we're not sure which shvar did it. Let's say both of these shvarim were shartam. There's a din, a shartam pays only megufi, only out of the body of the shar. If my shartam does damage, I never have to take money out of my pocket. It's whatever the shar is worth, that equals to the chatzi nezek. So let's say one of Reuven's oxen is worth 500, the other is worth 25. Let's say the damage is 250. So of course the nezek is going to say that it's the 500 ox that zetzed into my shar, pay me the 250. And the mazik is going to say, no, it was the 25 one that zetzed in, so I don't have to pay you more than 25. So enachanami, the burden of proof is going to be on the nizik that it was the larger shar or the shar that was worth more that did the damage. But what's different about this case is one of these two shvarim are going to have to pay. If you can't prove it was the bigger shar, at least he'll have to pay from the smaller shar. But something he'll have to pay. Some say that this is the real way to teach the Mishnah. Shneim chayavin. The chiyuv tashlumei nezek is going to be in one of the two. The owner can't dray out and say, well, you don't know which shar did it. What's the difference? Both were yours. But that's only if both shvarim are here. What if one shar ran away? or one of the Shvarim died, so the Mazik is totally potter, because the Mazik can say, look, Ashartam pays Megufai. Well, who says that the surviving Shar is the one that I have to pay from? Maybe it was the other one, and the other one is not here. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. Now we go on to the fourth case of the Mishnah. Let's see Vayter. Haya Echad of one of the chasing Shvarim Gadol was a big Shar. The Echad and one of the chasing Shvarim Katan was a small one. So Hanizik, I'm the owner of the Shar that got hurt, is going to say, oh, Gadol Hizik, it's the big Shar that did the damage. And this way there's enough money in the goof of the Shar to pay the Chatzin Nezik. But the Mazik says, Loiki, El rather, Shar Katan Hizik, it's a small Shar that did the damage. And if there's no Chatzin Nezik over here in the goof of the Shar, I don't have to pay out of my pocket. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Echad, let's say one of the chasing Shvarim Tam was a Shar Tam. That means the owner has to pay only Chatzi Nezek. The Echad Muyin, one of the chasing Shvarim, was a Shar Hamuyit, which means he has to pay Nezek Shalim. So in this case, the two Shvarim may be the same size, same value, but there's still going to be an issue as to which Shar did the damage. Hanizek, I am the owner of the Shar that got hurt, is going to say, Muyit Hizek. It's the Shar Hamuyit that did the damage, and therefore you have to pay me Nezek Shalim, you have to pay me out of your pocket. Even if the Shar isn't worth enough, you have to be Mashlim the Hezek from your own funds. But Vahamazik, I mean, the Mazik is going to say, Loiki, Elatam Ezek. No, it was the Tam that did the damage. And therefore, I pay only Chatzi Nezek and only out of the goof of the Shar. So again, we apply the rule, Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Haraya. The one who's trying to take the money away from someone else, the burden of proof is on him. And it's Levi is going to have to prove that it was the Shar Hamoyet, or it was the larger Shar. If not, the only thing he could collect is what we know for sure. And that would be from the Shar Tam, or from the smaller Shar. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hayu ani zoikim, let's say, there were two Shvarim that got hurt. Echad, one of the Shvarim that got hurt, Gadol is a big Shar. The Echad, one of the Shvarim that got hurt, Katan is a small one. The Hamazikim Shnayim. And there were two Shvarim that did these damages. Two Shvarim that belonged to one person. So we saw two oxen chasing another two oxen. And what we have now is two very hurt oxen. But we don't know which shar actually did damage to which shar. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Out of the two shvarim that inflicted the damage, the mazikim, they were both a shar tam. The one was a big shar and one was a small shar. Hanizik Eimer, the owner of the victim shar, says to the mazik, you know what happened over here? Gadol, your big shar, Hizik did damage, es ha-gadol, to my big one. The katan and your small shar did damage, es ha-katan, to my small shar. Of course, that would be good for the Nizik. The Nizik knows he can only collect megufai. So he would like to say that it's the big shar that has more of a guf that did damage to my big shar. So if the damage to my big shar was 250, and your big shar is worth 500, I can get my whole 250. But the mazik is going to disagree. The mazik will say, Loiki, it's not what happened. Or rather, my shar katan, that was the smaller shar, did damage as a gadol, to your large shar. So maybe you have a damage of 500, but you could only collect from my small shar. And if my small shar is only worth 25, too bad. Shar tam pays me gufay. The gadol, it's my large shar that did damage as a cut in your small one. The burden of proof is going to be on the Nizik. Unless he can prove otherwise, we're going to have to assume that it's the small shar that struck the big shar, and it's the big shar that struck the small shar. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Echad Tam v'Echad Muyit. Now it gets even more exciting. Out of the two attacking Shvarim, one was a Tam, one was a Muyit. HaNizik Eimer, the Nizik says to the Mazik, your shar Muyit, that was a shar Muyit, which pays Nezik Shalim, Hizik as a gadol. That struck my large shar. And if my large shar was worth 500, and I lost 500, you have to pay me 500. The tam, your shar tam, as a cotton. That did damage to my small shar. So for that, I'll only take chotzi nezik. The hamazik, I mean, the mazik says, Loiki, that's not what happened. Ella, rather, my shar, which was the tam, did damage as a gadol, to your shar that was the gadol. So if you had damage of 500, I pay only 250. If there's 250 in my shar. Umuyid, it's my shar hamuyid that did damage hakatan, es hakatan to your small shar, and therefore I'll pay nezek shalom of your small shar, not of your big shar. In all these cases, once again, we say, hamaytze mechaveira, olavaraya. The toveya, the one who's trying to take money away, that's the nizik, he has to bring edim that the story is the way you would like the story to be. And if you can't prove it, we're going to have to assume the mazik's suggestion. Okay, now b'yaz Hashem Yisbarach, we will chazer over all of the seven cases, that's how many cases there were, in this Mishnah. The first case was, a shar, whether it's a tam or a muyid, chased a different shar, a shar belonging to a different person. Damage was done, the owner of the damaged shar says, your shar did the damage. The owner of the shar that chased said, my shar taka chased, that was nice of him, but l'maisa, your shar got hurt on a rack, so he's only a grumma. The din is a mitzvah mechaveri olavaraya. The owner of the wounded shar, he has to prove that enochanami, his shar took a direct hit from the chasing shar. Second case, two oxen of two different people, let's say Reuven and Shimon, chased after Levi's shar. Now for sure Levi's shar was hurt by one of the two oxen, but by whose? By Reuven's or Shimon's? Reuven says to Shimon, it was your shar. Shimon says to Reuven, it was yours. Both are potter, because Levi cannot prove which one owes him the money. And the one who wants to take money away from someone else, he's the one that has to prove it. Third case. The two shvarim both belong to one person. And there's no question that one of the two shvarim that belong to one person hurt Levi's shar. We don't know which shar it was. So the Mishnah said, Shneyem chayavim. Remember how we touched the words? The chiyav tashlum nezek is on one of these two shvarim. Doesn't make a difference. We don't know which one it is. We know for a fact the owner of these two shvarim has to pay Levi because one of his oxen did the damage. The only thing is, if let's say one was worth less and the other was worth more, and a shar tam only pays megufai, so the owner of the two attacking shvarim can say, prove it was the bigger one. And we also set up shat, shneim chayavim, only when the two shvarim are here together. Let's say one ran away or one died. So again, the mazik and taina, listen, you only have to pay megufay out of the body of the shar, and you can't prove that the attacking shar is still around. In that case, he would also be potter. Fourth case in the Mishnah, one of the chasing shvarim was a big shar, the other one was a small shar. The big shar and the small shar were chasing after another shar, and they got him. The nizik says it was the big shar that did the damage, and there's enough in the guf of the shar to pay for the chatzi nezik. The mazik says it was the small shar that did the damage. Here too, unless it can be proven otherwise, we say amaytzi mechaveri olavaraya. And the fifth case was where one of the chasing shvarim was a shar tam, the other one was a shar muyid. The nizik says it was the muyid. You have to pay me nezik shalom and meili out of your pocket. The mazik says it was the tam. They only pay chatzi nezik and only out of the guf of the shar. And here too, we would say amaytzi mechaveri olavaraya. Case number six. There were two attacking shvarim and two victim shvarim. From the team of attackers, one was big, one was small. Out of the two shvarim of the nizik, one was big, one was small. The nizik says, well, it's your big shar that attacked my big shar. And it's your small shar that attacked my small shar. So if let's say the chatzi nizik that you owe me out of my big shar is 200, very good, I'll take it from your big shar. And your big shar is worth 400, so it's perfect. Let's say the chatzi nezek on my small shar is 50. Oh, very good. Your small shar is worth 100. So everything is just fine, says the nizik. But the mazik says, who says that's what happened? Maybe it was my small shar that attacked your big shar. And maybe it was my big shar that attacked your small shar. And you can only collect the chatzi nezek out of the guf of my attacking shar. And the seventh case was, where out of the two attacking shvarim, one was a tam, the other was a muyit. The nizik says to the mazik, the shar hamuyid attacked my big shar, so if my big shar is worth 400, you owe me 400. And it was your shar tam that attacked my small shar. So if my small shar is worth 100, you owe me 50. The mazik says, who says it happened that way? Maybe it was my shar tam that struck your big shar. All I have to pay is chatzi nezik, and only if the money can come out of the shar tam. And it was my muyid that attacked your small shar, so I have to pay the nezek shalom only for your small shar. So as the case was throughout the Mishnah, We say a mitzi mechaveri alavaraya, the toveya, that's the nizik, the one who's demanding money from the mazik, he has to prove that the story is the way he would want it, so that the mazik owes him more money. And unless he can prove it, we say, you can only force the mazik to pay what we know for sure, that he at least owes that much.